This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've got global economic news. We've got corporate economic news. We've got capital markets economic news. So, yeah, let's just dig right in. Here for our weekly wrap are Felix Salmon from Fusion and Jolene Kent from Fox Business. Hey, guys.
Hello, Kai.
All right, so, Felix, here's what I want you to do. I want you to set your cynicism about the stock market aside for me. Okay?
Is that possible?
Well, no. Come on. Bear with me. Set it aside. Acknowledge that the NASDAQ is at a record high, right?
Biggest in nominal terms.
Nominal terms, yeah. Let's not go there, right? But highest it's been since the dot-com boom and bust. I want you to do some compare and contrast. Is it more real now, in nominal terms, than it was back then?
Oh, definitely. I mean, we normally judge stock prices by this ratio called the P-E ratio. Mm-hmm. It's basically how many, you know, what's
price to earnings.
Price to earnings. What's the price of the stock market in terms of the actual earning power of the companies? And it's a fraction now of what it was back in 2000. In fact, it looks pretty modest compared to the rest of the stock market. Tech stocks are not trading at high multiples. There's nothing particularly frothy about what's going on in the NASDAQ right now.
Which is, Joe, promising, yes?
Yeah, definitely. We're talking about tech stocks that actually weigh less on the overall NASDAQ than they did mm-hmm. in 2000. So that's good news. And also, it's the real
internet. That's not good news. We want tech stocks to be doing well. They're less than half of the NASDAQ.
No, I'm saying the overall market cap, though, it actually is like 43% versus 65% back in 2000.
Let's keep it out of the weeds here, people. Let's keep it out of the
weeds. But look, think about it. We exist and live in the web. It is a completely different landscape. Right. We depend on it for our livelihood and for all of our revenue. So it seems to be.
And yet, less than half of the NASDAQ is tech stocks, which just goes to show that technology is not that impressive as far as the stock market is concerned.
All right, that's a whole different set of interviews, and I've only got 2 minutes and 47 seconds left before I have to say goodbye to you guys. So, Felix, your second favorite topic. You ready?
I'm ready.
This is like the Felix Salmon hit parade here. You ready?
Felix, Argentina?
No. Greece.
Oh, I love Greece.
So a meeting in Riga, Latvia today with European ministers. Yanis Varoufakis was there. All these European finance ministers saying really mean things about the Greeks and Varoufakis, like they're not going to be able to do it and they're basically insufferable.
Yeah, the European finance ministers really hate the Greeks and they really hate Yanis Varoufakis, the Greek finance minister, and they are throwing all manner of invective in his direction and basically threatening to kick him out of the euro if he doesn't do what they say. And, you know, he is not making the kind of mollifying noises that they want him to make. My base case is that they are making all of these angry noises right now because ultimately, at the very last minute, they're going to wind up writing the checks.
Of course.
But it looks nasty. Yeah. It looks really nasty.
So, Joe, you agree, right? They're going to write the checks, and this is all just sound and fury signifying nothing.
It just sounds like kabuki theater as we keep going through these deadlines, quote unquote. It's like a crisis that seems relatively manufactured, and yet you still have these huge differences, and Greece hasn't really submitted any of those reforms they're supposed to submit to get their stuff organized. So it seems with this May deadline coming up, is it just going to be more of the same? It feels like it.
Yes.
There are so many deadlines, though, Joe. This is the thing.
Yeah, see, that means
eventually
nothing, right?
One of them
means nothing.
Eventually one of them is going to wind up coming, you know, biting Greece in the backside.
All right. In other polite radio words. Joe, the corporate news of the week, Time Warner Cable and Comcast, it fell apart, as we know, this morning. We're not done yet, though, with mergers and acquisitions in this space, because as you said up at the top, this whole content and broadband thing is everything now.
Yeah, it really does seem like we're just at the beginning. You've got Charter with that big stake from Liberty and, you know, the good thing here for Charter, at least in their attempt, is they don't own a TV network. So you're looking at a completely different set of concerns if the government is going to weigh in again and have a role in this.
Felix, thoughts?
I'm glad that the government killed this one. And I'm hopeful that maybe now we have become a bit emboldened to kill mergers which are clearly bad for consumers like this one was.
Do you believe that, though?
Well, they did this one, and no one really expected them to.
But they did it by, like, innuendo and, oh, we might take it to an administrative law judge. It's not like they came down and said, no, this is bad for consumers.
Whatever works, Guy.
There was just too many interests involved. They couldn't have done that.
Rules to live by from Felix Salmon. All right, you guys. Felix Salmon from Fusion. Jolene Kent from Fox Business. She, by the way, has a podcast out. Remind me what it's called. Fast Forward, right?
That's right.
All right, there you go.
On
it's
iTunes.
On iTunes and all that good stuff. And Felix, should I give you your due, Felix? What's yours called? Just because everybody's
it's
podcasting.
Slate Money.
Slate Money. There you go. All right. Have a good weekend, you guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Guy.